Since it has been demonstrated that all living organisms on Earth are genetically related, it is virtually certain that all living organisms have descended from this first organism. But the message of Pope John Paul II cannot be read as a blanket approbation of all theories of evolution, including those of a neo-Darwinian provenance, which explicitly deny to divine providence any truly causal role in the development of life in the universe. So the Commission endorsed the idea of universal common ancestry as it applies to the human body, but not theories such as Darwinism that deny design. The statement was important not only because it contradicted the Darwinists' version of Pope John Paul II's 1996 message, but also because the Commission's president was Joseph Cardinal Ratzinger, who a year later became Pope Benedict XVI. In his inaugural homily on Easter Sunday, April 22, 2005, the new pope delivered the message now printed on the souvenir cards being sold near the Vatican. In July 2005, the Pope's longtime friend Christoph Cardinal Schönborn of Vienna published an essay in the New York Times criticizing Darwinists who sought to portray our new Pope, Benedict XVI, as a satisfied evolutionist. The Cardinal reaffirmed the perennial teaching of the Catholic Church about the reality of design in nature, which the human intellect can readily and clearly discern. He concluded, "Faced with scientific claims like neo-Darwinism invented to avoid the overwhelming evidence for purpose and design found in modern science, the Catholic Church will again defend human reason by proclaiming that the immanent design evident in nature is real." But Jesuit priest George Coyne, director of the Vatican Observatory, announced that Cardinal Schönborn, and by implication the Pope, was wrong. According to Coyne, "There appears to exist a nagging fear in the Church that a universe, which science has established as evolving through a process of random genetic mutations and natural selection, escapes God's dominion. That fear is groundless. Science is completely neutral with respect to philosophical or theological implications." Coyne concluded, "It is difficult to believe that God is omnipotent and omniscient in the sense of many of the scholastic philosophers. For the believer, science tells of a God who must be very different from God as seen by them." This logic-challenged priest, "Science is theologically neutral yet leads to a different God," has the arrogance to lecture a pope and a cardinal on Catholic doctrine. Making matters worse, American Darwinists portray him as a Vatican spokesman. Using clergy to peddle Darwinism. One clergyman with a backward collar is worth two biologists at a school board meeting any day. Eugenie C. Scott, 2002. An Establishment of Religion. The First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution begins,